Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich, providing digital solutions for corporate pensions administration with a personal touch. Talk to your financial broker about the Zurich Master Trust.
Tweet at Drive Time RTE.
You're welcome back now to Gaza, and humanitarian organisations have warned today that children have been disproportionate victims of the six-month Israel-Hamas war. Figures from the Palestinian Health Ministry state that more than 12,000 children have been injured since this conflict began. These figures are disputed, of course, by Israel, but UNICEF employees who have just returned from Gaza have highlighted the amount of wounded children they saw during their visit. For more on this, I'm joined in studio by Peter Power, who's Executive Director of UNICEF Ireland. Peter, you're very welcome.
Thank you, Cormac, to
the programme. How bad is it?
It's very bad, as our people on the ground are telling me, and they have been in some of the worst humanitarian crises right across the globe over many, many years. They're saying that the conditions inside Gaza now are worse than they have ever experienced in their careers, and some of these people have seen quite a lot.
How so?
Well, it's because of the confined nature of it. In terms of any natural disasters that I've experienced or seen or in the aftermath of, you can usually get out and you can usually get aid in. But Gaza is unique in this respect. The people cannot get out, and aid is becoming extremely difficult to get in. Over the last 2 weeks, we're averaging 157 trucks, UNICEF and other humanitarian aid agencies, whereas before it was about 500 trucks. So it's not surprising that people are suffering from lack of food, hunger, malnutrition and so forth. So it's really difficult.
I should warn people that some of the detail here will indeed be distressing. Yes. What have you and your colleagues seen then? How are people and children especially impacted?
It is distressing, and I don't want to shock any of your viewers, but I mean, you know, one story we heard this very week, a child, Youssef, was brought in, stripped down, naked, kept for hours, questioned, and then when he left, still naked, leaving with his father by his side, they were both shot, and his father sadly died, and this child is left with life-altering injuries. We're hearing of children still now today undergoing amputations without anaesthesia. And many, many, many other stories. We're talking about 12,000 children, according to reports. Almost 70 children every single day are being injured or maimed in this way. And that is an absolute humanitarian and I would say moral tragedy for what is happening going on in Gaza at the moment.
Israel, of course, say that they don't target innocent people. They say they go after Hamas and their combatants, which they see as the enemy. And they say in any war, there's tragedy and collateral damage.
Well, the numbers speak for themselves. We are talking in or around 30,000. That's what's been reported. But is it more than that? Possibly, because a lot of people are under the rubble. Is it less than that? It's still an unconscionable amount of people who have lost their lives. And let's remember, the vast majority of these, or at the very least, the majority of these are completely innocent women and children. And many hundreds of thousands more of children, which is the focus of UNICEF's work, will suffer the psychological trauma of what they've seen and what they've witnessed for many years to come. But our people are telling us that what they're seeing is highly disturbing, stressing for them, and they are seasoned professionals.
Some of the case studies then that UNICEF have encountered in the last 2 weeks, a 9-year-old girl with major open wounds from a blast, a 16-year-old girl, you say, orphaned and recovering with a broken leg. You bring us a case of a 13-year-old boy who's still recovering 3 months later after a difficult arm amputation, which is possibly the one you mentioned,
yes,
without anaesthetic.
Correct.
And in a way, it points to... There's one more case, and I hesitate, but the case of a 10-year-old boy, and this is, I again issue a warning. Can you tell us about this boy, or do you know the case that I mentioned?
This was the boy, Youssef, that I mentioned. Sorry, I beg your pardon. The 10-year-old boy, which our colleagues are reporting on, is in intensive care, having been shot in the head while buying herbs to try and sustain him. And sadly, he died the next day. I regret to say, Cormac, these are not exceptional cases. Our colleagues are telling us that these are happening all the time. And we have a duty to tell the world of what is happening inside Gaza at the moment to completely innocent people.
Do you know, Peter, it's very easy for me to go on to the next question, do you know, and fleetingly that becomes another statistic. But I really think it's worth pausing for a second and resting on a 10-year-old boy shot by collecting herbs. I actually don't know. I don't know where we can go from here, really. I don't know. When you say that your colleagues in UNICEF who have never seen anything like this, I wonder, is it for these reasons as well as the scale of it and how entrapped the area and the population is? I mean, is it the brutality of it?
It's a number of things. Yes, it's the sheer brutality of it. It's the sheer loss of life of innocent people. It's the images of people, families boiling up nettles and herbs in water to sustain themselves. But what is really affecting our colleagues is the fact that there is so much food within kilometres, within minutes away, and that food is not being let in the quantities that are absolutely required. And that is not just UNICEF saying this. This is practically every single aid agency in Gaza are saying not enough food is getting in. And the IPC report last week, sadly, reported that one in three children in the north of Gaza are suffering from acute malnutrition. And that's a very severe condition for children requiring medical aid. And it also reported that Gaza is on the cusp of a famine, and the crying shame is kilometres away. There is food in trucks.
Not being let in by whom? Because when we speak with Israeli government spokespeople, they say aid is getting in. And so, if there is starvation in Gaza, they say, they've told me, it's because Hamas is stealing the aid.
Again, the maths speak for the maths speak for themselves. Some aid is getting in. Our people tell us that on average 156 trucks are getting in a day. Can you imagine Dublin, smaller population, but 156 trucks of aid, our supplies getting into Dublin. It's nowhere near enough. What was getting in was 500. So, how are people meant to survive on about a third of the amount of supplies getting in? But again, the independent experts, the IPC, which is charged with measuring and reporting on these facts, say that famine is imminent in Gaza. And yet there is plenty of food on the Egyptian side of the border. And our colleagues again tell us that what's really needed now is for the crossings in the north, the Erez crossing, which I crossed over shortly before the war began, incidentally. That is a major, major crossing that has the capacity to bring in hundreds of trucks of food to the north, where the food is needed more than anywhere else.
Okay. Executive Director of UNICEF Ireland, Peter Power, thank you very much indeed for that.